This is a podcast from WGBH Radio Boston. Hear more at wgbh.org/classical.
Hey there, podcast listeners. This is Michelle Sweet, producer of Classical Connections. At a time when many, many music stores have been sacrificed to the big box retailers and online vendors, there is one small independent music shop in Boston where, just like that fictional Cheers bar, everyone seems to know your name. This week on Classical Connections, we pay a visit to Orpheus Performing Arts Treasures.
At the corner of Massachusetts and Commonwealth Avenues in Boston's Back Bay is a place where, for classical music aficionados and bargain hunters alike, there is treasure to be found. The shop is called Orpheus Performing Arts Treasures, opened by Ed Tapper, music professor and lifelong record collector, in the summer of 1995.
It's a niche that we got into. The idea came to me because so many of the score places were going out of business. So many CD stores really didn't know a lot about classical. So I thought it would be nice to open up a shop in Boston where there is a pretty good audience for classical music and to specialize in classical.
David Shapiro, one of Ed's regular customers, was browsing operas on a snowy Tuesday afternoon.
I ended up getting something that I didn't even know was here, that I hadn't even thought of. And usually we'll spend half an hour talking about different performers and things like that. I mean, there is that fund of knowledge here that you really can't find anyplace else.
Because classical is our focus, we try to offer a really wide range of product here. And we have everything from medieval chant all the way to contemporary music.
The store consists of two medium-sized rooms and two tiny ones, packed with CDs, books, sheet music, DVDs, LPs, and even cassettes. Vintage autographed photos take up what little real estate remains on the walls.
There really isn't any area in classical that we're not really, really strong on. If I thought of one era that we're the strongest in, it's vocal recitals. We have really thousands at this point. And opera is a really big part. Mozart, Puccini, Verdi. But we are equally strong in conductors, piano, in violin, and in chamber music, as well as orchestral. Various composers, Mozart, Beethoven, you know, the complete quartets. And then we have our early music, Baroque composers, Bach, Handel. We have also a very nice selection of Renaissance choral music, composers like Palestrina, Tallis. On top of the glass case, we have the rest of our classical CDs, and these are collections. Conductors, pianists, organists, violinists, mostly by instrument. And then our contemporary composers, composers who are living. We also have lots of individual sheet music for a dollar each, books on music, vinyl records that we sell for a dollar, and even CDs for a dollar each. So the budget-minded consumer can come in and really make a killing.
But it's not just budget-minded customers who visit Orpheus. The shop's location just a few blocks from Symphony Hall makes it a destination for lots of musicians, including guest conductors with the BSO.
Sir Simon Rattle, Naima Yarvi has come in, Leonard Slatkin has come in. We also have a lot of people who sing with the opera companies that pay visits into our store as well.
Orpheus also sells rare LPs and collectibles of all sorts, which sets up an interesting kind of competition among its customers.
A lot of musicians who want first dibs on things don't tell other musicians because they want to get here first.
No.
That happens a lot in the store.
If I hear that there's something and I think somebody else might be interested in that, I keep it under my hat until I've either come and grabbed it or taken a look first. Yeah, we're not necessarily very nice about that.
Yeah. So word of mouth is not as fluid as you would think.
Not as fluid, it's not quite as benign as you might think.
In an attempt to broaden its customer base, Orpheus started selling its treasures online this past holiday season as they struggle to stay open during this downturn in the economy.
At this point, we would like to stay open because we are encouraged by our regulars who love our being here that we shouldn't close. So they say, oh, please, please stay open. We just love your store so much. I mean, it's quite a tribute when James Levine walks in and looks around and says, I love it, I love it. And that makes me so happy. So it's really nice that people respond so favorably to our store. And that encourages us to keep it open, although you know, we don't know what the future will hold.
So while websites like Amazon and eBay make it possible for anyone with a computer to seek out an exact specialty item, there's something irreplaceable about the kind of knowledge that experts like Ed Tapper and his staff offer their customers on a regular basis. And then some.
It hits you every time, Dvorak, doesn't it? I don't like the symphonies much, but the operas?
I'm Kathy Fuller for Classical Connections.
Classical Connections is produced by me, Michelle Sweet, at WGBH Radio, and made possible by an NEA American Masterpieces grant through the Massachusetts Cultural Council. WGBH Radio has another great podcast featuring live performances from our Fraser Performance Studio. It's the Classical Performances Podcast, and you can find it online at wgbh.org/classical. That's also a place where you can check out all kinds of other classical music offerings from WGBH. That's wgbh.org/classical. Thanks for listening.